Wing Commander Robert Doe's DFC Medal. This Distinguished Flying Cross DFC Medal was awarded to Wing Commander Robert Bob Doe, who was a Battle of Britain pilot. The medal is the second from the left in a row of 9 medals that were awarded to him. The medal is an ornate silver cross, about 6 centimetres in width and height. In the circular centre of the cross are the initials RAF, outlined by a rose. The rose is surrounded by a laurel wreath with a crown positioned at the top. The horizontal arms of the cross, to the left and right of the central RAF initials, are engraved with wings, as is often traditional for RAF insignia. The medal is attached to a purple and white diagonally striped ribbon by a horizontal silver bar, which is engraved with a sprig of laurel. Pinned onto the ribbon, towards the top, is another horizontal silver bar, which is narrower than the one at the bottom of the ribbon. This silver bar signifies that Bob Doe was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross Medal twice. The Distinguished Flying Cross was awarded to RAF officers for acts of bravery whilst flying in active service against the enemy. Wing Commander Bob Doe was awarded the DFC Medal for the first time in October 1940, during the Battle of Britain, for displaying great courage and destroying 9 enemy aircraft. He was commended for showing outstanding dash and an eagerness to engage the enemy at close quarter. Just 5 weeks later, in November 1940, he was awarded the DFC for a second time. Doe was praised for a vertical dive through enemy aircraft in order to attack 2 four-engined enemy aircraft directly. Bob Doe was just 19 when he joined the RAF in 1939. He fought in the Battle of Britain and flew both Hurricanes and Spitfires. He's recorded as being the 3rd highest scoring ace of the Battle of Britain. He was injured in 2 separate flying accidents between October 1940 and January 1941, and had to undergo lengthy surgery before returning to operations in May 1941. Later in the war, he was posted to the Far East and fought in Burma. He remained in the RAF after the end of the Second World War, before retiring in 1966.